The America that we are living in right now is not a free America.
Well, it's about keeping someone under the control of the government. You see, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what your politics are. If the government sees you as a threat, the government will come after you. Welcome to another episode of the Not Free America radio podcast. I'm your host, Mike Donovan. It is Friday, June 19th, and after a couple days hiatus, a couple days break, and dealing with some work-related issues, I am back. Hope you missed me. Crazy world continues. Obviously, the purpose of this show is to talk about civil rights and issues impacting civil rights in post-COVID America. We operate a hotline, and that hotline is designed to provide legal support for people whose rights have been violated. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat, liberal or conservative. I don't care if you're a militia member or a BLM protester. I don't care who you are. If you're an American, if you're here in this country, then you have rights and we will fight to protect you. It is simple as that. If you need our help, please call 855-925-2833. Now, we're not a law firm. I'm a CEO of a company. We provide a lot of services related to issues involving people that are involved in the justice system. But we do fund a law firm. That law firm is called NDH, and that's the law firm that will respond to requests at that number. Someone will contact you to get more information, and then a lawyer will contact you to discuss your case. If the lawyer believes that you have a case and you want to move forward, well, then we'll do that. And you won't have to pay for that filing or that process. That's what we do, and that's how it works. So folks, again, thank you so much for being here. I wanted to bring you all up to speed on a case we discussed last week, and there was a lot of controversy about this, lots of comments, lots of suggestions that I misrepresented the facts or somehow the true story wasn't told. The story involves a pastor in Woodstock, Virginia, a place in Shenandoah County, which is in northwestern Virginia. Don't think the Washington, D.C. metro area, although it's not too far out of that part of the country. It is, in fact, very, very country. It is over in the Shenandoah Valley, of course, the Appalachian Mountains to the west, Blue Ridge to the east, and a beautiful country, absolutely beautiful area. But it is not your Fairfax County, your Northern Virginia. And the gentleman at the heart of this case, Leon McRae, is a pastor. Now, he's a pastor in Woodstock. Now, the incident actually occurred in Edinburgh, which probably doesn't make much of a difference to most people listening to this podcast, but it certainly seemed to spur a lot of concern in the comments over the last show. Reality is the incident occurred in Edinburgh. The pastor's church is in Woodstock. It's a little matter, but I wanted to make sure that that was clarified. Now, my biggest concern about this case was when we found out about it, when the world found out about it, we found out about it from comments from the sheriff. The sheriff himself released a statement. And in that statement, he announced that he had placed two administrative or supervisors on leave pending investigation. We didn't know why. He said that the charges against Leon McRae had been dropped. Now, here's where we need to reset. In case you didn't hear the prior show, Leon McRae is a pastor. He is an African-American gentleman, 61 years old, living in Shenandoah County. He owns an apartment complex in Edinburgh. He saw two people on his property. He approached them, and he asked them to leave. It appeared that they might be dumping something on his property. They became irate and came back with multiple people, five people in total. They surrounded the pastor. They began to call him names. They called him an MF N-word. They told him that his MFing N-word life doesn't matter here in Shenandoah County. They told him that they were going to kill him. They surrounded him, and one of the gentlemen began to headbutt him. These are facts. They're in police reports, and it's clear that that happened. Now, Mr. McRae, thank God, Pastor McRae, a God-fearing man and a man I've had the pleasure and honor of speaking to, wonderful person. But thank God Mr. McRae believes in the Second Amendment and believes in protecting himself. Otherwise, we'd be talking about a dead pastor today. But Mr. McRae, Pastor McRae, the pastor had his firearm, and he pulled that firearm out to save his life. It is hard to imagine what the Second Amendment envisioned more clearly than Mr. McRae's ability to exercise his right to protect himself from serious bodily injury or death. Now, Mr. McRae didn't shoot these people, and I'd argue that he'd be well within his right to do so, particularly with the large number of people who had surrounded him and with the likelihood of bodily injury, death, serious bodily injury or death. In fact, the group had already threatened to kill him. But no, Pastor McRae pulled his weapon and held the individuals while the sheriff came. Now, he had called the sheriff, but unfortunately, someone else did as well. The sheriff arrived with an understanding that there was someone brandishing a firearm, but they also arrived understanding that Pastor McRae was in desperate need of help. One could imagine it very easy for the Shenandoah County Sheriff's Office, a relatively small law enforcement agency, to put two and two together. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt. And let's say they didn't know. Let's say they got their wires crossed. They arrive on the scene. On the scene is Pastor McRae and the gang of people who had attacked him. Pastor McRae has a gun. I think we can all expect that the police department would respond by disarming the individual with the gun. They did that. That makes sense. At that point, you now have an investigation. It's an investigation. That's what happens when you get to a scene and you start asking questions. You begin to ask questions. Investigate. Basic police stuff, right? And in so doing, you begin to understand what happened. And you begin to you juxtapose what you hear in your investigation from what you know from the 911 calls, and you make a determination about what happens. This is law enforcement 101. And the color of one's skin shouldn't come into play when determining whether or not the police believe you. But that's precisely what happened with Pastor McRae. In fact, Pastor McRae wasn't even given the benefit of the doubt to explain himself. Not that he should have to. Now, here's what we know now. The original arresting deputy, it appears, wanted to listen to Pastor McRae. And it was supervisors who arrived on the scene who insisted on Pastor McRae's arrest. Helpful to know. But why on earth wouldn't Sheriff Carter have explained that when he initially indicated that he'd put two supervisors on leave? Context is everything. You see, in some ways, you've got to respect Sheriff Carter. And in fact, I do. I know him. I've interviewed him before. And I believe that as sheriffs go, he's one of the better ones we have in Virginia, which is why I'm profoundly disappointed that his office botched this so badly. And Sheriff, that's what happened. You got ahead of it for sure, but you didn't do the right thing. Because when you got ahead of it, you lied. You lied, Sheriff. You told the media that the charges had been dismissed against Mr. McRae, but they hadn't been. You want to know how the whole world knows that, Sheriff? It's because today, June 19th, the charges were finally dismissed. You said that that had occurred when you spoke to the media, when this story broke on June 12th. Why lie about the status of the charges against Mr. McRae? And why leave Mr. McRae in such a lurch, not knowing whether or not those charges would be dismissed? You see, Mr. McRae heard the sheriff say one thing on the news, but felt something very different in reality. That's not altogether unexpected for black and brown people in Shenandoah County or anywhere else. But I honestly thought the sheriff of Shenandoah County was better than that. And so I am disappointed. And I'll tell you what disappoints me more. See, I think something is really fishy in Shenandoah County related to the Pastor McRae case. And I want to explain to you why. Pastor McRae has a criminal defense lawyer. That criminal defense lawyer's name is Chris Kowalczuk. He is a renowned criminal defense attorney in Western Virginia. And he is an attorney that we pay to provide pro bono assistance to clients. Pastor McCray is a person who we are helping, just like if you call that toll-free number, 855-925-2833, we might be able to help you, okay? So Pastor McCray needs help, and we funded his legal defense. Thank God we did. Because when that attorney engaged into that case, we had public statements from the sheriff saying the case had been dismissed, but knowledge that the case hadn't been. So on June 15th, and this is important, on June 15th, the attorney for Mr. McCray sent a letter to Amanda McDonald Wisely. Now, Amanda Wisely is the elected Commonwealth attorney in Shenandoah County. And he said, and I quote, "With reference to the above-styled criminal case, I'm requesting in the strongest possible terms that the Commonwealth file a motion seeking entry of an order dismissing this case with prejudice rather than means of an entry of order no prosecute." Pause. Fun fact. No prosecute means that the prosecution ends. But under Virginia law, if a prosecutor enters an order of no prosecute, if a Commonwealth moves for an order of no prosecute and a judge grants it, the Commonwealth can still bring that charge back later. So maybe 8 or 9 months from now, when the media isn't focused on this and the appetite of the country has moved on to something else, there's no protection for Pastor McCray that a cop, to protect himself from a civil lawsuit, for example, might try to harm him. You understand? It's like an insurance policy, it seems. And so the attorney for Pastor McCray said, look, in the strongest possible terms, you need to dismiss this case. Now, why is that important? Because the Commonwealth attorney, Amanda Wisely, filed a motion in court for an order to no pros the case. She filed an order, a motion, after receiving a request for a dismissal with prejudice, an explanation that manifest injustice had occurred, and the only way to fix it was to dismiss the warrant with prejudice. Here's what Commonwealth Attorney Amanda Wisely said in her motion. Quote, "The Commonwealth notified counsel for the defendant of its intentions to file this motion via email, and counsel for the defendant did not express an intent to object to said motion in his response." I read you the response. He clearly objected. Today, when it wasn't scheduled, a deputy Commonwealth attorney entered the courtroom and the judge decided to bring up the request for a nol pros. Now, the judge granted the order to nol pros over the strenuous objections of the defense attorney. And what is that all about? Well, it's about keeping someone under the control of the government. You see, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't matter what your politics are. If the government sees you as a threat, the government will come after you. Just ask Pastor McCray. So these are the facts as they exist. Do I believe that Pastor McCray will file litigation against the sheriff, the deputies involved, or the sheriff's supervisors that caused his arrest? I don't know. I hope so. I hope he chooses to, just like I hope anyone listening to this chooses to call 1-855-925-2833 if you've been harmed, if your rights have been violated. Look, the only way we're going to protect our rights is to stand up for them. We must fight to protect our right to be free Americans. People like Amanda Wisely and Timothy Carter, the Commonwealth attorney and the sheriff of Shenandoah County, would be well advised to remember that the power and authority that they hold in their constitutional office comes from the people. Leon McCray, pastor, business owner, apartment, community owner, wonderful man. He's the people. Miss Wisely, Mr. Carter, he's the people. And your song and dance does little to solve the problem that was caused by the absolute abject racism of your deputies. When you try to sweep it under the rug, and when you brazenly care little about Mr. McCray and more about protecting corrupt and corrupting officers, have you not learned anything from what's happening in this country? This isn't a right versus left issue. There's no left-wing Mr. McCray. People that live in Shenandoah County aren't left-wing. It just doesn't happen. There's no Antifa here. It is a pastor and a gun owner who was attacked and called racist names. And he defended himself. And anyone who believes in the Second Amendment should support him. And anyone who hears this story should join me in rebuking the actions of the racist, corrupt, power-hungry cops that caused Mr. McCray to be arrested, to be humiliated in front of his family and his children, all so that a group of racists could point and laugh. Were the racists ultimately arrested by the sheriff? Yes, they were. Does that mean anything to me? When they're trying to sweep what happened to Mr. McCray under the rug, when they're trying to hold a case they know is BS over his head so that they can shut him up, do I think that's okay? Absolutely not. The day existed when corrupt cops and corrupt prosecutors could get away with such brazen hubris and arrogance. That day ended at some point in 2020. Look around. You're not going to get away with it, Miss Wisely. You're not going to get away with it, Sheriff Carter. Do the right thing. File a motion to dismiss with prejudice the action that you asked to have Noel Prost. Commonwealth Attorney Wisely, you didn't even have the guts to show up in court today. You didn't want to face the media. That's pathetic. Show up on Monday and file a motion to do justice for Leon McCray. Prove that you are worthy of an office that is of, by, and for the people, because the people are Mr. McCray. You, Amanda Wisely, are a tyrant if you would choose to allow an unjust arrest to continue to mar the record of a good man. I hope you do the right thing. But trust, we'll be here watching and waiting to hold you accountable if you don't. That's the only way this system works. Folks, join me if you have had a civil rights violation. If someone has harmed you or your loved one, call 855-925-2833 to report it, and we will get you in contact with lawyers. Or if you'd like to talk to us further, visit notfreeamerica.com and learn more. Scroll to the bottom and fill out the contact form and let us know what you'd like to say. And listen, very, very excited that tomorrow our podcast is going to transform a little bit. The last few minutes of the podcast, we're going to have a segment where Mario Williams, the head of the NDH law firm, a civil rights lawyer extraordinaire, is going to join us and answer your questions. So if you have legal questions and you want to ask them about civil rights or anything else, feel free to send those on the form as well, or share them with social media. In messaging, we'll receive them, and we will try to answer as many of those as possible. Again, we want to be of service to you in a very, very difficult time. We're here for you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk tomorrow. Take care.